Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 1, 9 to 15. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 1, verse 9 to 15. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." My theme for reflection is, the time is now. The time is now. Do you know someone who thrives on last-minute deadlines? Maybe you are that person. The one who confidently says, "I work best under pressure," only to end up frantically racing the clock. Whether it is a term paper, a project at work, or even packing for a trip, we often delay action until the last possible moment. But imagine if someone told you the time is fulfilled, the opportunity is now, and it won't come again. That changes everything, doesn't it? Mark's gospel begins with a similar urgency, thrusting us into the heart of Jesus' mission. In just 6 verses, Mark 1, 9 to 15, Mark shows us a powerful drama unfolding. Jesus' baptism, his testing in the wilderness, and his first proclamation of the good news. These events are not just a prologue. They are a wake-up call, urging us to pay attention to the kingdom of God breaking into our lives right here and now. Mark wastes no time. Jesus comes from Nazareth, is baptized, and immediately the heavens are torn open. This tearing is no gentle act. It is a cosmic declaration that God is stepping into human history in a new and transformative way. As the Spirit descends and the voice declares, "You are my beloved Son," we are reminded that Jesus is not just another teacher or prophet. He is the embodiment of God's love and mission for the world. Yet what happens next is unexpected. The same Spirit that anoints Jesus also drives him into the wilderness, a place of testing, loneliness, and danger. Here Jesus faces temptation, surrounded by wild animals, but also ministered to by angels. It is a moment that reminds us of the tensions in our own lives. Seasons of trial when we feel torn between fear and faith, isolation and the sustaining presence of God. And then without pause, Jesus begins his public ministry with these urgent words, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is no casual invitation. The time is not just sometime soon or whenever you are ready. It is now. The kingdom of God is not a distant dream. It is breaking into our present reality, calling for a response. My dear friends, Mark's brevity is striking, yet it serves a purpose. It demands our focus. In just a few verses, significant truths unfold, inviting us to see life through a transformative lens. The tearing open of the heavens marks the arrival of something extraordinary. It is a declaration that the mundane struggles and routines we often treat as the entirety of life and not the whole story. Jesus proclaims that the kingdom of God is at hand, not as an abstract concept or distant hope, but as a present reality breaking into the world, calling us to live with awakened hearts and minds. Imagine how life might change if you truly believed that God's reign of justice, peace, and renewal was not merely a distant promise, but an active force shaping the present. Central to this awakening is the call to repent, a word often misunderstood as mere regret over past mistakes. But the Greek word metanoia reveals a deeper meaning. Repentance is a radical change of mind, a complete reorientation of our being toward God. It is a deliberate turn away from self-reliance and a step into the redemptive story that God is writing. C.S. Lewis captured this idea vividly, comparing our attachment to lesser joys to a child making mud piles in a slum, unable to comprehend the joy of a holiday at the sea. Repentance, then, is about trusting God enough to leave behind the mud pies and embrace the far greater joy he offers. And yet, the journey toward this reorientation often leads us through the wilderness, a place that can feel barren and isolating. But the wilderness is not a place of abandonment. It is where God does some of his most profound work. Jesus' time in the wilderness was not wasted. It was a season of preparation, a time of refining his purpose before stepping into his mission. Similarly, the wilderness moments in our own lives, times of uncertainty, struggle, or loneliness can become spaces of transformation. They shape us, draw us closer to God, and prepare us for the purpose he has set before us. These truths remind us that life is not static. The kingdom of God beckons us to attention. Repentance reorients our hearts, and the wilderness shapes our purpose. Together, they call us to step into the unfolding story of God with courage, trust, and a sense of divine possibility. I once heard a tale of a man who kept a countdown clock on his desk, set to the average lifespan of a human being. Each time he glanced at it, he was reminded of how precious time is. One day a friend asked him, "Doesn't that make you anxious, knowing that time is running out?" The man smiled and responded, "No, it keeps me focused. It reminds me to live for what truly matters." Jesus' proclamation in Mark 1:15 is a countdown of sorts, not to fill us with fear, but to fill us with urgency and hope. The time is now to embrace the good news, to reorient our lives toward God, and to step into his kingdom work. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what mud pies are you holding on to? And how might God call you to let them go and trust his invitation to something greater? Number two, how can you view the wilderness moments as opportunities for growth and preparation for God's purpose? Gracious God, we hear the urgency of your call and feel the weight of your invitation. Help us to reorient our hearts towards you, to repent of the distractions and fears that keep us from fully embracing your kingdom. In the wilderness moments of our lives, may we find your presence and strength, trusting that you are preparing us for something greater. Teach us to live with urgency, hope, and joy, proclaiming the good news of Jesus in all we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.